Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
John, we just got over the National Volunteer Week this past week, and we were really excited to be able to stop and really recognize our volunteers through AgriLife Extension and all of their accomplishments that they have done throughout this such an unusual year. And I know that we talk a lot about the Master Gardener Group, and we're so excited about them and always have programs and visit with their activities around the county. But some of you may not know about another AgriLife Extension volunteer program called the Master Naturalists. And on today's show, we're going to have a great guest, the president of the Trans-Pecos chapter of the Texas Master Naturalist based out here in El Paso. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Joe Arteaga to the show this morning. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about volunteerism and how important it is for all of our programs to be able to be successful, to reach the community at large. And, you know, what, it doesn't matter what volunteer program you belong to, it is a commitment of time and energy. So I thought today we'd talk a little bit about your upcoming program. I understand that the training class is set for the summertime this year. That's going to run from June the 3rd to September 23rd of this year. And we have all of the details up on our website, and we'll definitely share those with you and how you can find out more information. But let's talk a little bit about what makes the Texas Master Naturalist program unique and why you think that it should be important for people to volunteer, and especially in this field of study.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the Texas Master Naturalist program was started with the purpose of getting people to be better volunteers. The program was brought about because they needed volunteers that had some kind of knowledge of what was going on. They didn't want people out there misleading or doing stuff that wasn't safe. So they created the Master Naturalist program to train volunteers to be more active and to be more authoritative in the field. And that's what's so wonderful about the Master Naturalist program. People go in with a basic knowledge of, well, I live here in El Paso, let's say. And they leave knowing so much about our region. And as I've said earlier, it changed my life. And I see the same thing going on with a lot of our Master Naturalists that complete the program, is that their life has changed because you don't look at things the same.
I think that's true, because I've known through my years, you know, people move into El Paso, they don't know much about the area, and then they start getting involved in a few things, and all of a sudden they're, you know, they see all these opportunities and different things happening, and they see things out in nature that they didn't see before.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of, there used to be a term called plant blindness, where people, you know, there's plants there and your eye kind of catches them, but you don't really focus on them. And when you take a program like Master Gardener or Master Naturalist, all of a sudden you start paying more attention to those plants and those rocks and those animals and those insects and stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's great.
It is. It is a wonderful program. The beauty of this program is you get a foundation in various ologies. You get a foundation in archaeology. You'll get a foundation in botany, herpetology, entomology, ichthyology, ornithology. So all these ologies, and they're all related to our area as well as any area, like mammalogy. You're going to learn about mammals, but you're also going to learn a lot about the mammals that live in our area. So you get a taste of all these things. And then let's say you really loved archaeology. Boy, that just turned you on. And El Paso is just soaked in beautiful, fantastic archaeology. And then so with the Master Naturalist program, then you can expand in that area and become an expert in archaeology. And we had a Master Naturalist who really enjoyed archaeology, And she ended up volunteering at the archaeological museum that we have here. Geology, my goodness. We have the most incredible geology in El Paso. And the other nice thing about our program is that we get experts, local experts, and we have a lot of experts, which is amazing to me. Nationally recognized experts that live here in El Paso happen to teach at UTEP. We have Dr. Carmichael, who's a renowned expert archaeologist. And you go out, you go to Waco Tanks, and you see all these fantastic hieroglyphs that are nowhere else in the nation except El Paso. Geology, Dr. Goodell out of UTEP, he teaches our class in geology. And El Paso is a wonderful geological area. We've got dinosaur tracks here. We've got volcanoes. We've got all kinds of neat things to see. So once you get your eyes opened, you get out there and you see things that, my goodness, every time I go through Trans Mountain, it's wonderful. Just look and see all the different geological features that are out there.
Definitely. So, Joe, for prospective master naturalists, can you kind of frame the photograph of what they can expect starting the program, your classes, your workshops, your field trips, and how that's all constructed?
Yes. Well, the beauty of our program is it is put together by Texas A&M AgriLife. So we have the resources of Texas A&M that help put this program together. So it's well thought out. And what happens is that a prospective student will come to class on Thursday afternoon at 6. And this year is going to be a little different. We're going to kind of do a hybrid. So if someone doesn't feel comfortable right now, being around people, they can log in and watch the class virtually. If they want, I want to go in person and sit in class and see this instructor, then we'll have that opportunity also. They can do in class, face-to-face or virtual. But what they'll do is they'll come in at 6 o'clock. The professor that'll be speaking at that time will go over their material. And once again, it's let's talk about mammalogy. So they're going to talk about mammals in general. And then towards the end of the class, they'll talk about mammals in the Trans-Pecos region, herpetology, lizards. They'll talk about general lizards, and then they'll focus on lizards in our region. So the class is set up so you start out with your foundation of ecosystems, and then you'll move into citizen science and all the things that go along with that. And then we start getting into the herps, and you'll spend, we have a expert PhD that comes in and speaks about herpetology, lizards. Then we'll have someone come in the next week, talk about archaeology. Someone come in the next week, talk about botany. So by the time you end the program in September this year, you will have that foundation.
So those classes that meet each Thursday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's a total of 60 training hours, correct?
Exactly.
And yes. Then we are going to go ahead and add some additional field trips.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then we'll be able to explore the area as a group, and then couple that along with 40 hours of volunteer service on approved projects.
Right.
Within a year.
Right.
So this is a quite, intense program that you have is coupled with traditional classroom, field trip, and volunteer service on there. So that is a really well-rounded program that's not just, developed, yes, at the state level, but also, curated locally with our local instructors on there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you'll take the classroom instruction, and then you are a master naturalist once you complete your classroom instruction. The next thing we'd like is that you become certified. So there's a master naturalist, and then the next level is a certified master naturalist. And that's where that 40 hours of volunteer work and 8 hours of advanced training come in. And the advanced training is, we offer advanced training once a month The state offers it several times a month, and that's where you'll focus on what you like. It could be weather. Maybe you really like weather, because we have a whole class on weather and what weather systems are and how they affect the world. And then once again, specifically the Trans-Pecos region. So you could take advanced training in weather and volunteer with weather and become an expert in weather.
Joe, are the classes, I mean, under our current conditions now, the classes are face-to-face? Are they virtual or hybrid?
Yeah, well, this year is going to be unique. Typically, in years past, when I took the program, let's say, it was all in person. And we met in the classroom and we did our education. And this year with the pandemic, we're going to do both. We're going to do virtual and classroom. So someone can, and that makes it kind of nice, because a lot of people, you know, maybe they had a long day at work. They can't get to the classroom at 6 o'clock, but they can get home and turn on their laptop and take the class. We're also going to record the classes. So if someone missed the class because, well, they had to go to work or they were out of town, then they can make up the class by watching it. Now, as Ms. Rodriguez said, we do have the field trips, which are kind of hard to make up. But one neat thing about our program is that, let's say we do geology. You learn about geology in class, and then you go out on a field trip for geology. So you can actually see and feel and walk on what you just learned. So it's just not all book reading and PowerPoints, presentations, but you actually get to go out in the field and see and experience what you learned in the class, which is really, really neat.
Very good. Well, wonderful. So I hope that at least after the pandemic, we're able to mesh people's interest in their surroundings, the natural surroundings, and we're going to couple that with some technology to be able to educate the public at large. So please remember that the Texas Master Naturalist program is scheduled to start for their summer 2021 training class. It's going to run from June 3rd to September 23rd, and the classes will be held each Thursday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension office. There is a class fee to be able to register, and that's $150. It's going to cover all of the course materials and educational supplies. The registration deadline is June the 1st. And if you're interested in that, taking the class virtual, in person, or a hybrid style, they got you covered. Joe, it has been a pleasure to be able to have you on here today. We want to thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. And I hope we have a lot of interest out there and a lot of people signing up. It will change your life. Class will change your life for the good.
We want to thank Victoria Almaguer for engineering and producing today's show. And we want to thank you for listening. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.